And we're back for another episode of That's Disputable. Excuse me, my throat's fucked up. Pause. I'm your moderator, Chris P. Joined by, this is super legendary. We got to point this jacket out by this man that he's wearing right now. The excellence of execution, right?
What's his slogan, Mark? What's his slogan? Yeah, you like the jacket, thank you.
The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
Exactly.
Big Eli in the building.
That's what I'm doing out here in this podcast game. So bring your energy, all right, my mans?
Fuck you.
Eli Velasquez.
To the left of me, anything is possible. We got Big Mark in the building. What's popping?
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Is anything possible?
Anything is possible. Anything is possible. I'm gonna get KG sell, you know?
And to his left, we have
the back international for another one. Episode, huh?
Back for another one.
Let's give Santos a round of applause, man.
Yeah, y'all owe me gas money for the trip I had to take back home and come back the next week.
Oh man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
I got the elbows out today, but it's worth it. It's worth it. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
Talk to the rough rider.
You look buff.
Eli for pulling this off the stash and letting me rock it.
You look buff, dude.
Wait, is that Eli?
No. This is Eli's shirt. I got the same one.
I once fit in a 2X.
That's a nice shirt.
I once fit in a 2X. Those days are behind me. I got a whole pile for you.
And this is from the show that we spoke about the last episode.
Yeah, we did. Yep. I got that at the Rough Riders show.
Was it Mohegan or Foxwoods that they did?
No,
it was in Yonkers.
Somewhere
in
Yonkers.
I know they.
We was in Rough Rider territory when we got that right there.
Yes, for Dean's birthday. Shout out to D.
Prayers up for DMX, man.
Word.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, X.
How y'all feeling? I know it's been a long week, you know what I mean?
You know, I feel like this charcuterie board is never ending. We're back with more grapes.
I've known you for a long time. This is the best shit you ever did, bro, was put some fucking cheese in.
It's nice, man. You know, I got guests here.
I
appreciate you guys.
We got to keep this going.
You know, we brought a celebrity out. It's only right.
There's a mic stand or something?
You know? We pulled this together.
Nah, it's mismatched. That doesn't go for that one. Or that don't reach that mic stand. Some shit like that. I don't know.
What are these questions?
I'll tell you one thing. It felt good to be back after a long break last week.
It did.
When we put the last episode out, there was so much love. And you know what? I am so happy to be back, and I'm so happy to hear from the people. All right?
Yes.
The first couple episodes of this podcast, I was a very negative person. And you know what? I'm going to flip this around, all right? I'm going to be as positive as can be. All right? And that's the new me.
All right. So we ready? Y'all fellas ready?
Yeah.
Right, I look
so
ready, right?
Yeah, you definitely do. I had to come up with a quick topic because one of the ones I had wrote out was something we talked about previously. So, underrated or overrated? We're going to start with Mark. French Montana.
Hmm. French Montana, overrated or underrated?
Yeah. What do you think?
Damn, bro.
What do you think, Chris? You asked the question. What are you trying to say by that question?
I don't think French is.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. French Montana.
Damn, I should have fucking chose him on the last week. As that the last 5 years, yo.
I should have chose
him. I think he's right where he needs to be. I don't think he's underrated or overrated. French has he has given a lot to this game, man. He's given a lot in his little short. I mean, it's not a short time. He's been out over 10 years.
So the Whoopty remix didn't do it for you? That wasn't your jam?
It was a nice pop-up, but I need more from French. I don't think he's over. He's equal.
French,
he's
equal.
He gave us a lot of moments in hip-hop, man. He gave us some great moments. I think he's where he needs to be.
And shout-out to Mr. Don't Be Mad. His pit bulls were featured in that video.
You doing all multiple artists?
Nice.
No, that was just one I came up with.
Just French?
Yeah, I just want to see what Eli thing. Eli probably never heard a French Montana song. So I never heard of that one.
I just had to Google him.
I mean, I fucking.
actually, this is a fun fact about French Montana he's about to get into. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you got a greenhouse or
no, another greenhouse story?
He was in the studio.
With French?
Wait, that was one of the French videos,
he
right?
He helped him in the studio.
Eli?
What?
French Montana. In the studio one time.
Ghost wrote for French Montana.
Yeah, I pretty much did.
It's a crazy headline.
Yo, that's true.
It's a crazy headline.
No lie, bro. This nigga French went in the booth. He didn't have a verse written. He thought he was Jay-Z. It was not coming together. And I was like, maybe you could just try this, like after this. And you know what? Before you know it, guess what came of it? Guess what came of it? I wrote this.
Wearing that same shit Jesus used to wear.
Not that?
thought that was you. It's a Jesus story.
I wrote this.
Could
have been a pilot. Could have been a doctor. I wrote that.
Wow. Wow.
Now you're telling the real story. You don't give a fuck. No. I don't believe it. Wow.
What happened in this thing again?
He hosted one of my mixtapes.
Oh, yeah.
And he was having trouble with the drops.
Well, he couldn't say DJ Santo?
Yeah, you know. He was, you know, I wish I had drop. Trouble with drops when they don't know who the fuck they're shouting out.
When you hear Santo's French Montana drop?
Yeah, he said, Eli was there to help guide him.
Well, you know, get with the wave, get washed up. That's the drop.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, listen.
And then Eli also got me a Styles P drop in the middle of the street when I wasn't even there.
SP. I remember that shit.
Because I'll slap the shit out of you.
I remember that shit.
Nobody runs up on Styles.
I ran up on him. He was very receptive. He was very receptive. I was like, my brother's a DJ. Can you do a drop for him? His name is DJ Santo. And we rep all our brothers. He was like, all right. Boom. And then that drop that you hear on the radio.
Basically, this episode is talking about how Eli basically ghostwrote my career.
Right. Yes.
So you were responsible for a massive French Montana Ching Drugs hit.
I pretty much, and you know what else I wrote?
Ross killed that remix too. Oh my God, Ross killed that remix. Jesus.
I also wrote this. My keyboard technique is not working.
Sipping on drinks, sipping on drinks. Yeah. Sipping on a drink, sipping on a drink.
I wrote that as I was sipping on a drink.
Underrated, overrated.
The answer is who fucking cares?
Oh my God. Don't do that.
You don't fuck with French?
Give French his flowers.
Who cares? Nobody does coke anymore.
Wow.
It's over,
Jesus
bro.
Christ, man.
All right. Nobody does coke. When's the last time you did coke?
No comment.
How about you?
Listen to this shit.
Never.
Well, you should have with coke boys. That was the wave. Nah, listen. Honestly, I don't care.
Yo, give French his fucking flowers, man.
I'm gonna say he's underrated.
Underrated.
Give French his flowers.
At first, I was feeling what Margaret was saying. Kind of, he's like where he's supposed
to be.
He had
the
I feel
best.
Like Eli just disrespected.
He
him
had
too
the
much.
Best set at Stash Bash.
I'm gonna have a cracker.
At Stash Bash?
That 8-hour concert.
He had the best set.
That shit was a work shift.
Niggas called Webster like, y'all need that 1099.
Nigga, we had to do a 7th inning stretch in that motherfucker that night.
It's about the fans.
That shit was crazy, yo.
Yeah, it's like intermissions and shit to go get snacks multiple times.
I ain't never been on a concert.
We had
like,
three
damn,
meals during
shit
Stash Bash.
When the shit gonna end.
Yo, like, when I go to concert, I'm lit. Like,
yo, I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Damn, son. That shit, yo.
I had a pretzel for breakfast, popcorn for lunch.
That right, shit right. Felt like church on like when you know when your grandmother used to pull you to church on Sunday? Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn, there's an NBA, like Iverson playing, Kobe playing right now. I need to get the fuck out of here.
They run the offering
I
play like
say
three
that.
Times.
I don't say that, but I had the church. I gotta get the fuck out of here. That's how Stash Bash was.
Niggas left Stash Bash ready to go to church.
Bro, I was mad. I was mad. I was there actually. I had free tickets. So.
All right, let's give let's put some respect on some people's names without putting respect on their names, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Stash Bash is going down in history.
Not the right side of it, but yeah. All right,
move on. It is not on the right side of things.
Hell no.
He pulled it off.
Nobody has one good experience.
He pulled it off.
That was on the flyer before.
Everybody that was on the flyer was there.
It don't matter if it was 13 hours
but one.
After they were scheduled
but
to
who?
Be there.
Who was
Jeremiah didn't get paid.
Oh,
he didn't get paid.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he didn't spoke to him.
Mark manager Jeremiah.
All right.
Take it away, Chris B.
Zada, what you think about French?
Fucking Stash Bash.
Yo, DJ.
I'm having a cracker.
Yeah.
I'm chewing all in this mic, yo.
I can't comment on that, man. All your questions are just lined up to hate on somebody. Yeah. That's what I realized.
Nah, that's a fair question.
You've been hating on niggas for a long time, kind of
never,
realize it.
Never. I never hated on one person in my life. I never hated on one person in my life.
Yeah, man. Give somebody some flowers, man.
I think French deserves his flowers. This is the time. I think he's underrated.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yo, he's an artist who's been out for 10 years who could do a versus. He can do 20 hits.
Yeah. I'm disrespecting Ian and Cracker on there, and that wasn't no disrespect to French Montana.
Or I can't wait to see French on the verses.
I feel like he started off overrated, and I feel like now he transitioned into being underrated for his, not for his skill, but for his catalog.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I was like, okay, I don't really see what the big deal is with French when he first came out. I feel like, you know, all right, you know, Max B obviously was a wave. You know, he managed to, you know, make it through that and be where he's at right now. So in that process, I feel like he built up a catalog that people don't really respect.
Word.
Yeah, 100%. So I'll say both.
Unforgettable went like, I don't know, a million times platinum. That shit was. You put that.
But let's not hold up before you play a song, Ellie, because you look focused. Let's not forget that he washed Tory Lanez in a verse, unofficial verses.
They killed him.
Yeah.
On Quarantine
Why
Radio.
Why would Tory even think?
Unofficial verses. And Tory Lanez live with his fans. He washed Tory Lanez.
And that's where I got to say underrated. Because it don't matter how like, big why Tory is. Even at that time, Tory was huge.
Like, you can't put Shooters up against Pop That. It's just not going to.
That was stupid. That was fucking stupid.
So shout out to French Montana.
Shout out to French Montana. I know. I think y'all was in the music video. I think I seen Chase in one of them. And the French, I think, sus one or some shit.
Oh, you was in the French Montana video, too?
I was in the French
Montana video. That's your nigga, huh? That's your boy, huh?
I'm like, I started his career.
All right, moving on. 27 years ago this week, Nas dropped Illmatic, critically acclaimed as a classic. But is it his best album? Eli.
Illmatic? Nas' best album?
Is that Nas' best album? It sounds like hate? That sounds like hate or nah?
Nah, that's not a hating question.
Personally, I'm going to say no. I'm sure hip-hop holds Illmatic to a high standard on the all-time album list. We've heard Mark debate this in the past, and that's why it puts a sour taste in my mouth. What the fuck do you got to say?
Illmatic is like the Bible of hip-hop.
Okay, all right, so you heard it first from Santo and guys like him. All right, Illmatic is the Bible of hip-hop.
It's like the Bible of hip-hop. It's like the closest thing you're going to get. If you how can you say that?
Let me ask you a question.
From outer space and said, "What's
let me
hip-hop?
Ask you a question.
You hand them Illmatic.
Let me ask you a question.
And you say, "Get back to me.
Let me ask you a question.
And I'll give you another album.
You gonna let me ask you this question? Are you gonna let me ask you this question? For you to say that Illmatic is the Bible of hip hop,
I ain't enough of that shit.
I got one question for you. Have you read the real Bible?
No, it's like
how can you say like that something is the Bible of hip hop and you never read the real Bible?
If I walk into a church and you want to introduce me to your religion, you're gonna hand me a Bible. If an alien dropped on Earth and never heard of hip hop and wants to go into hip hop, I'm
gonna hand
him
Illmatic.
It's a chapter in the hip hop Bible. That's what you mean.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a chapter.
Yeah. So if the Bible was like 10 albums, if it was like
it's
life
like
after
Psalms,
death,
it's like
Illmatic, it would be like the first scripture that I would ask for you to read.
This is a better question. Okay, fuck your next question.
Fuck you.
Yo, listen. Fuck this question the way you asked
I got it.
you know the Bible.
You see the group chat? I'll be like, listen, yeah, I got any suggestions?
Listen. You know the Bible consists of books, right? From different people.
It's like
if you were to put your hip hop Bible together. Illmatic obviously is
like
in there.
Like your top 10 albums.
Give me 10 more books in the hip hop Bible.
There's like 70 books in the Bible, but
10 albums?
I don't know. But just give me 10 for the sake of not taking the whole episode.
Okay. Cool. So you want New Testament? All contribute.
This is everybody's in. Everybody's in.
10 albums.
The hip hop. That's the spiritual version of the hip hop Bible.
I like that. I like it.
Go ahead. Santo, go first.
Let's see. So we got Illmatic. Definitely got Ready to Die or Life After Death might be.
I would like After Death.
You got to pick both?
I'd probably put both in there.
Okay, that's three out the way. Are we agreeing on that?
I'll go with that.
Huh?
No, you got to make it hard. You got to choose one big.
I do Life After Death.
One big album.
Okay, Life After Death and Illmatic. Okay, he contributed two. What's up?
We doing 10, right?
Yeah, 10. Yeah, there's two so far.
10 collectively?
Yeah.
Oh, the Chronic and Doggy Style. That's easy.
Oh, hold on.
Chronic is absolutely in there.
Chronic's in there.
1,000% in there.
1,000? So that's four. Okay,
I go.
That's six more to go.
The Blueprint and Marshall Mathers LP.
Blueprint is hard for me.
That's a hard one
for me to agree on. Ooh. Marshall Mathers LP, definitely.
Yeah, you gotta get
the Blueprint. Hard to agree on
for me.
That's disputable. Actually, it's not disputable.
Nah, because you got to ask yourself, what's the Jay-Z album you're going to pick? It kind of got to be Blueprint.
Yo, I'm going to say All Eyes on Me.
Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
What up?
Emily's outside over here on this side.
What's up, Jen?
Shout out to Jen.
He, she, whoever you want. Whoever you want to inspire.
Come here, this is the person.
Shout your shit out because you already invaded that.
Yeah, you bum rush the shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Let's ask you.
What's up?
We're making up books of the hip hop Bible. We all contributed a couple albums. I'm going to let you contribute a book to the hip hop Bible.
The hip hop Bible. What?
It's an album. It's an album.
We got 10 albums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either.
Oh.
Shout out to DMX.
Pick one album.
Mm-hmm.
One album. Your favorite hip hop album or whatever.
No. If an alien dropped in from outer space and said, "What's hip hop?" and you had to hand him 10 albums for him to find out, like, okay, just across the board, objectively, not your personal favorite, objectively, like, if you had to introduce somebody to hip hop, what would you play them?
I like Fab. I forgot the name of the album though. I need help.
So she forgets the name of the album.
Ghetto Fab.
Yes. Yeah.
I love all the rap albums.
Yeah, I like Fab. All
right.
Don't judge me.
No, everybody, baby. Give a round of applause to Jen.
Let me just play a special guest.
We're gonna disregard her answer.
Fab, I'm not.
That's a solid album though.
Right?
Fab has the biggest female base ever. Female fan base ever, so I'm not surprised.
Fab is going on the New Testament.
Alright, so Santo said is dark as hell is hot.
Yeah.
That's in there for me.
Cause you gotta get yeah.
So let's recap. Illmatic.
Pac, did we include Pac in there yet?
I was about to come through with the Pac. Okay. All Eyes on Me, obviously. Alright. So yeah. All Eyes on Me. Life After Death. Marshall Mathers.
Three
LP,
of them motherfuckers, yo.
Illmatic, Chronic, Doggy Style. Dark as Hell is Hot. You got two more.
For me, it's Me Against the World for Pop. But see, that's our argument.
Nah, I'll go All Eyes on Me.
But I would over those two.
I don't know. Chronic 2001. You can't put Chronic.
Can't put two Chronics?
Over Chronic.
Over Chronic. Nah.
I don't know, man. Chris,
there's
what do you
two
got?
Albums.
Nah, I think you could definitely have solid. Chronic. I think I could agree on Blueprint.
Can I throw one in there next year? And you guys might hate me or not. Puff Daddy and the Family.
That was a huge album.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad.
I think we need a revolutionary one. We need like 808s and Heartbreaks or something. A Kanye in there somewhere.
If you got to throw a Kanye in there, which one? Which but Kanye one you throwing?
Are you putting that shit over monumental albums that meant so much to the culture, like Paid in Full?
Whose album is that?
I will absolutely not do that.
Run DMC's first album?
I will not. No, I will
like,
not.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bible down for that is a Mormon one.
No.
We might be a Christian one. Like, we got
like,
a different
we can't forget. We can't forget what came before.
So, Paid in Full is in these albums.
Paid in Full is in there. Boogie Down Production shit is in there.
I don't know about that.
KRS-One shit, it might be in there, bro. Might be in there. Somebody had to do it.
We got more guys?
No, we're good.
My bad.
So what'd you say?
I was saying Paid in Full, Rakim and Eric B. and Rakim.
So we got one more to throw in there? That's nine?
Wait, so we tossing Blueprint, though? I'm just scratching my head.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even...
That's not Blueprint? Y'all remember
that? I got
that
Reasonable Doubt over that, bro.
Yeah?
If we're going to throw one in the Bible, I'm going to say Reasonable Doubt, too.
Yeah, but Reasonable Doubt aged...
Now, I don't know, because Blueprint also introduced Kanye, really, too, though.
Yeah.
You know, so...
You
we're not
Blueprint?
Gonna put 808s and we're gonna do Pay the Fool. We gotta go Blueprint just to give Kanye some respect.
All right.
Classic.
I'm with that. That's a solid. We never came to a collective on anything. That's pretty solid, right?
That's
there.
That's a solid Bible.
We'll let the people debate.
What was the 10 then?
Solid. You can create a flyer for that.
Just to recap, you got Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP.
Hell no. 36 Chambers is in that motherfucker.
Kind of got a point. I'm not a Wu-Tang fan, but
36
I think,
Chambers is in there. Y'all.
I think
we already made the 10.
Yeah.
We got Old Testament.
Who's
this
getting
week?
Booted?
Next
who's
week
getting
we
booted
do,
for 36 Chambers? That's Old Testament.
Yeah, we do New Testament.
What was the 10?
On the next one.
What was the 10?
Chronic, Doggy Style.
Must.
Yo, we should do All Eyes on Me up to like 2000, and then New Testament is the last.
Life
the last
After Death.
Years.
Ready to Die. Man.
Illmatic.
Know, man.
Hold on, y'all not gonna
Blueprint.
Put Rule 336 on there?
Here we go. There had to be a moment, right? This is it, guys.
Get Rich or Die Trying's on that list.
The troll moment.
Get Rich or Die Trying's on that list, too.
This question is crazy.
That's a good question.
This is a good question.
X is out. I'm sorry.
X is out?
Damn, man. X is out.
Are you stupid?
He like 10 and on. He like 10 and back.
No.
I'm not going to say, yo. Like, you name it albums that were like.
You're bugging,
who you just said before you said X? What you just said?
Capital Punishment.
You're bugging, yo. You're wilding out.
Get Rich or Die Trying?
No.
Wilding out.
That's a Bible album. That's like a chapter. That's a Bible album. That's like a first six, bro.
Nah, that's true.
I'm down to
that's a first six. Every song on that shit was a banger.
That might be like top five albums of all time. Yeah,
that's like that. Nah, you can't even argue that shit.
I'm not even a 50 fan.
Yeah, I know. But who we taking out of the 10?
X is out, man.
That's the old.
Yeah, I think that's.
This the Old Testament. Yo, we got to do it.
Marshall Marshall's in there.
We got to do the New Testament, too.
You got to give M his
flowers. So we should redirect it. Pre-2000 should be like
Old Testament,
and then after 2000,
which right, I mean, man, French Montana is overrated, man. Is that what you want? French Montana. I can't do this. That was easier to say than this.
You know who else is overrated?
That's a great question.
You know who else is overrated? Max B. Don't care about him.
We're not doing that
at all.
Man, watch him.
Corny. Bunch of music that's not mixed properly.
That's not mixed properly.
Just trash.
That's before they had mastering sessions and shit. Like,
you know, I like to hear quality.
Well, maybe it's because you never worked with them.
I don't want to get started.
Well, you worked with French.
He's poking me.
That's disputable. That's disputable
because he knows I'm gonna start running into Dipset and what he meant for Jim Jones' career and all that. I don't feel like doing that.
Oh, I knew that. No, I don't care about any of that.
I know you don't. You don't care about culture. You don't care about classic albums.
Yo, that was a good Eli. How do you do it? Pull it from.
I pulled it straight out my ass. Nice question for you.
Good question every six episodes. I appreciate that.
What else you got?
All right, better Eminem verse. And let me be clear.
Oh my God. First of all, you named two corny fucking.
Right, you think those are corny?
Can we just give you what we think?
Let's let them.
Nah, the only reason
is part of the group.
The only reason. The only reason why is that we can always have another conversation about four other Eminem songs. So I was talking specifically about these four.
All right, go ahead. All right.
But if y'all want to replace one, we could. All right, Jay-Z, Renegade. Jadakiss, Welcome to D-Block. Fat Joe, Lean Back Remix. Or 50 Cent, Patiently Waiting.
two terrible verses. Two terrible verses.
I think you'll go Dead Wrong. Dead Wrong.
That was my choice.
Dead Wrong is the best Eminem.
But we're not going best Eminem. We got there's so much of Eminem's catalog. You can't just be like, yo, it's his best.
That's my choice, bro.
What's the out of those four, which was his best?
Best feature out of those four?
Out of those four. I feel like
y'all don't remember the impact Patiently Waiting had.
When you said Welcome to D-Block,
Welcome to D-Block, Lean Back. I know that
welcome
was a weak one.
D-Block, money.
Yo, that verse is terrible, yo. I hate the hook. I hate
Renegade.
The verse.
All right, so let's switch it this way. Let's go Renegade. Let's go Patiently Waiting. Let's go Forgot About Dre. And let's go. Give me one more.
Now you they're fucking wrong. Talking.
All right, they're wrong.
That's a list, bro. All
right, but I was not trying
that's
to
pull out. That's a list, baby. That's a list.
So what's the four?
We got Renegade.
Now you talking.
We got Renegade, Patiently Waiting, Forgot About Dre. And what's the last we have to say again?
They're wrong.
We're going to start with Mark.
Shit. As much as I want to fucking choose They're Wrong, man. That Forgot About Dre. That pretty much brought Dr. Dre back into the fucking threshold, okay? Facts. The hip-hop fucking crown. He sat that nigga back at the fucking top. He sat back at the top.
I don't know, maybe that Twin Towers line. He said they hit the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
Yo, can I play, can you play a little bit of that for me? Can you play a little bit of that for me?
Oh, my God.
Forgot About Dre, man.
I know, no.
And he had M on there.
Between Forgot About Dre and Patiently Waiting, for me, I think that's a close.
Like, bro, oh, my God.
Who's versus first? Dre?
Dre, yeah. I'm
exactly right.
Who's that shit, motherfucker?
Who's in the joint? They big.
It comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act as if they forgot about Dre.
Put your mic next
nowadays,
to the thing.
Everybody wanna talk, but they got something to say. But if it comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act as if they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody?
Like you hate?
What? Or anyone trying to bring trouble
your way?
What if it's all things in the front of your way? Just starting to take the
thing from your way. One day I was walking by with a walking on when I caught the eye.
You
can't ignore
what I look strangled them off in the parking lot. But it's talking eyes. I don't give a fuck if it's talking eyes. I'm harder than me.
Yo, he He built himself up. He got better and better on this verse as it was going to the end, bro.
With two broken legs trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch.
Oh my God.
This is so stupid. That guitar breakdown was nuts. Dr. Dre, you're a genius, yo. Because not only did he build Dre up on that, he also showcased how great Eminem was, man. Crazy.
Oh, wait. Now I remember the song when you played this shit on the
This
battle.
Is the best one.
Niggas are saying Eminem was better than Biggie on this shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I did in the battle.
Shit, was like... Eli's playing a 5-minute song.
Ooh. This ain't that disputable, man. This ain't that disputable.
Damn, I'm gonna forget about Dre.
Maybe
I'm just dying.
Yo.
That
yo.
Was great, but forgot about Dre just had a different.
Yeah, it's between those two, right?
No, Patiently. I thought it was the same Patiently Waiting and forgot about Dre. All
right, let's revisit Patiently Waiting.
The same thing he did for Dre, he kind of did that for 50. Or like it was at the perfect time
when that shit came out.
They served a similar purpose.
Similar purpose.
You're right about that.
Yeah, definitely, yo. Damn. Definitely.
Damn. You know my favorites in my brain, I can really try this.
Yo.
Oh my god!
Yo, pause that real quick. I let the left. Yo. Yo, you pissed me off, nigga. So when my sound was, I was having a Teddy Riley moment, and this nigga was like, yo, get your shit together. I'm gonna just drop this. Boom! And he dropped that in the battle. I was like, yo, I wanna kill this nigga right now, yo.
The battle you lost, yeah, I remember.
No one agreed to that, bro. But. Niggas like, yo, 3-0. Eli up 3-0.
You should lay on the table. They operating to save you.
Like an angel came to you, safe from the heavens above. They think they're crazy, but they're crazy. Let's face it. Basically, they just playing sick. They ain't saying.
Oh, man.
Spraying 50. A to the K.
That was great.
I be draying them with me.
All right, so what's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Turn
Eminem
his
verse?
Day into fucking mayhem.
What's your favorite Eminem verse? Outside of the features, his own shit. I listen solo, alone.
Okay, I'll play it for you. You know, Crispy is not thrilled about the fact that Renegade hasn't been played yet.
Nah, I personally.
We don't like Renegade.
I personally forgot about Dre is like, we don't like Renegade. My favorite Eminem record ever. Well, feature.
I don't like the disrespect y'all give Jay-Z on Renegade, okay?
Nah, yeah,
I hate that shit.
I can't pick an Eminem favorite verse of all time. I would be here for days.
Lose Yourself?
That was hard.
I'd be here for days.
Lose Yourself?
I can't answer that question.
Please the fifth.
So, out of the question that Chris P asked, I'm going to rock with, personally, Dead Wrong. That's me.
That's a great choice. I ain't mad at it.
Forgot about Dre?
Yeah.
What you think, Santo?
I'm going Patiently Waiting. That verse right there was crazy. Because that was on the album that he just argued very hard for.
What's up?
Get Rich or Die Chart.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic album. Classic verse on a classic album.
That's undeniable, man. The fact I didn't choose 50 in that DMX battle, I'm still fucking killing myself. Still kicking myself about it. All
right, so...
My what's favorite is right here.
This would be your favorite.
I think everybody. That was like a Purple Pills moment.
That shit would definitely be your favorite.
My band.
I had the same feeling just now that I had in the battle when you played Purple Pills. Like, I love that song. It just wasn't the right time.
Seth was so pissed when you played that, yo.
It wasn't the right time.
He was cussing you out in the comments.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that song, it was a sweep, right?
Yeah, it wasn't for that.
A sweep. Are you fucking kidding? Yo, don't get me started.
No,
shut
that
up.
Song went downhill after that. Yeah. People turned on you heavy in the comments, including me.
No, he was already down, bro. He was already down.
Fuck you.
I'll be going bonus round. This episode is sponsored by University Dope.
No, we're not.
Super. What you mean? They provided. We got the mic stands now.
Oh, they bought this?
No.
Shout out to University Dope. I hope to meet you guys one day and get paid.
We're going to bring them on the show one day. Super dope game
if you actually play it. Y'all are the worst, yo. What the fuck?
Because I haven't seen a dime.
If I was University of Dope, I'd pull the fuck.
We just started. We only got like three episodes.
Nah, shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all, yo.
No, this is a very dope hip hop game. So, this is a dope question.
We've never played it the right way, by the way.
We're going to do one day. Dopest duo. Havoc and Prodigy. Method Man and Redman. Jadakiss and Styles P. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Snoop and Dre.
I think it's a fucking amazing question. That simple? Just like that?
Yep. Snoop and Dre. Gin and Juice. Chronic.
For the sake of arguing. What was the choices?
Havoc and Prodigy.
It's either Mobb
Deep. Method Man and Redman. Jadakiss and Styles P. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Oh, man. Nobody goes back and forth like Jada Styles on a fucking record.
It's a fact.
I'll just say that. But my personal choice is Mobb Deep because I listen to them almost every day. Love Mobb Deep.
I think Snoop and Dre, that's like tier
what did
one.
You say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
that's
the major league.
Of right course, here. That's
the major. So if we was to take him out of the equation, Jadakiss, Styles, Meth and Red,
nobody's seen Snoop and Dre on this question.
Ah, yeah. So all right,
yeah,
so let's take him out.
I go with
Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
What would you go with?
I'm not taking them out. I'm going with Snoop and Dre.
we're all agreeing that that's the first one. That's
we
first
know that's top tier.
Second comes second.
I don't care.
Sato, thank you for joining us for another episode. We appreciate you driving all the way over here twice in 2 weeks. It's amazing.
Fucking guy.
Thank you for having me.
Let the people know your social media where they can find you.
Hit me up International Santo, S-A-N-T-O, across the board. Just like that.
You got one more cough, my brother?
Shut up.
I don't know where the fuck you been.
Yo, you got vaccinated, bro?
Yeah, of course.
He lied.
I'm out here looking for my COVID-19 vax card. If anybody got it for sale, holla at me.
Chubby Boy CT on all platforms. Cheers to y'all for viewing and listening.
Cheers.
Spotify.
Apple Podcast. SoundCloud.
YouTube.
Amazon.
All that shit.
Don't look for me.
We love you guys.
We're out of here.
Is it?